This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
All I know is sitting here in my third hour, I love being with everybody out there listening. I love you listening to us. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you, Mississippi's big. They're following us on a... I have to look up what the name of the radio station is that's following us in Mississippi. But this is what I'm talking about right now. Listen to this. I gotta say this. I've been staring outside at this beautiful day with the trees have flowers on them. And I'm sitting here looking at Todd and Cal for 3 hours. Makes me a little depressed. I'm okay with Denise.
Hey.
The two of you, I'm depressed because I should be sitting outside in the sun doing this show. And we've got to figure a way to transport our studio outside and we can sit there and do our broadcast from outside in the beautiful weather. Wouldn't that be better?
I don't know. I feel like Fred might have had access to the pleadings in my divorce from 10 years ago.
I probably did.
That sounded like a direct quote of things that were said about me. I see him all day and I'm depressed.
That's exactly right.
My wife just came into the studio and said the very same thing. I can relate to what Fred's going through.
Well, oh, my gosh, it's beautiful. But you're here at 855 Radio Law Talk. 855 Law Radio is our phone number. Again, 855 Law Radio. Denise, you always tell us what the exact phone number is. What's the number?
855-529-7234.
Give us a call if you want to talk to us about anything. We're going to have another case or no case. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. Just remember that this hour, third hour, you're going to get quick takes, which is the best part of all 3 hours of our show, because Denise and I and Todd just leave you with a quick take, because we know one thing. Statistically, I've heard this before, especially younger kids, 7 minutes is all that you've got that they're going to remember, 7 minutes. But our quick takes, you'll remember that when you go home, tell your family, and Todd's got a good one, Denise has already got a good one, and you guys, I'm going to throw you a loop in my quick take at the very end. But before we do that, Cal, everybody loves one thing and one thing only about our show, and that is...
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, so now I'm going to take you to Sin City, America, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, was that Sin City?
This was several years ago. Well, it's either that or Sacramento, California, depending where. But anyway.
I thought that was Los Angeles.
Yeah, now to Las Vegas, where a Buster Brown shoe store had a problem. They could not find people who could properly fit shoes. So the new store manager, a kid they just hired, said, hey, what about that old machine we have laying in the back there? It was an old foot X-ray machine. You put it in the, it puts your foot in there, and it takes a live X-ray shot of your foot. It's like a fluoroscope machine, only it was X-ray. It not only guaranteed a precision fit, but revealed any foot problems that you might have had. Well, Cynthia Riley took in little Eddie Riley, and yes, his shoes did fit perfectly. But she did not like the idea of X-rays as a means of fitting shoes. So what did she do? She called the police. The police! And they responded. So I ask you, Ms. Dirks, case or no case?
Gosh, this reminds me of another one where they call the police for a really stupid reason, and then they get fined for making a false police report.
That was in a beauty shop. Yes, I remember that one, yes.
Denise, he tricked us the first two times, didn't he?
Yeah, and called the police.
I'm a somewhat devious man when it comes to being trickery.
So, in this case, did she sue? Are you asking us if she sued or if she
called the police? I'm asking, had the police come and charged the store manager with something, it would have been a case, right? A legal case. A criminal case, right?
Well, what's the crime?
You used to see the look of Todd.
I know. I don't see the crime. Did they actually X-ray her son's feet?
Yes, because they said we just can't get it right unless we can do that. We've got this cool machine. Here we go. Yeah.
Okay. No case.
All right. Mr. Penny, what say you?
It is so off the wall, it has to be a case.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's a case, and the foot lady wins, because they are, that's kind of a, I have no idea why.
The foot lady wins. Mr. Kunin, case or no case?
I am going to say...
Don't follow me, you'll lose.
I am actually going to agree with Denise. I'm going to say no case, because I think Cal... You are trying to test your abilities at deception to see if you can get the trifecta, and it's not going to happen.
Twice in one day.
And no case. I came so close. For those of you who say this was a case, Mr. Fred, oh, I'm so sorry. Should never do that to the boss, should I? It is, was not a case because... The reason this came up this way...
Sound effect not work. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Cal's trying to press the button. He's over there like, press the button. It's not working.
And the reason this came up this way is because these were actually quite common at one time. These X-ray foot machines were very, very common. However, somebody finally looked at them and said, you know, that could present a danger. And so...
He found the button.
Was it buffering there for
yes,
a while?
Yes, no. So in Nevada specifically, the legislature passed a law that said no foot X-ray machines. So I just made up the whole thing. And so it is no case. And
three made-ups in a row.
I'm sorry, I know.
Three made-ups in a row.
Sometimes finding good ones is difficult.
Oh, I'm going to be paying for dinner again.
Congratulations, Denise. Denise, by the way, has 4 points right now. Todd has four. Fred has two.
I have eight.
Nope, you got four.
From four, just today.
We started a new one at the end of last week, in the middle of last week. So you got 2 points last week. Fred got two. Todd got none. Todd got four today. Denise got two today.
I got four. Fred got none today. I'm sorry.
We'll talk about that later.
I got the first one.
Yeah, people don't care about that right now. But we are taking Todd to dinner this weekend. We will tweet out. Is it this Friday, Denise, or
yes,
next Friday?
I think it's this Friday.
This coming Friday.
Just so you know, watch Radio Law Talk Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. We're going to be tweeting out and taking pictures of us having Todd eat a wonderful steak.
And our food, of course. That's the pictures of the food. Everywhere. White people still do that is beyond me.
Yes.
Look, I got a taco. Okay, yes. Good for you.
All right. And we'll probably have to Yelp it, probably, huh? Maybe we can Yelp
I'm
it out.
Sure we
will. All right. Listen, I've watched this on, I believe it was 2020, Nightline's done it.
Yes.
Everything's done this. Okay, let me just lay the stage out for those of you who have not followed this.
Lay it out for us, Fred.
There is a lady by the name of Lori Vallow.
Lori Vallow.
Okay, and that's perfect. And she's... Now, currently married to another individual, and what's his name again? She's married to an individual that I can't remember his name. I'll find it. This individual is one of those doomsdayers, the Chad Daybell.
Doomsday.
Chad Daybell. Okay.
Boy.
So you got Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow. Now, both of them are married. They're living...
To each other.
Okay. Right now, they're married to each other. No.
You're starting the timeline.
I'm starting the timeline.
Let him start the timeline. Okay. This is amazing.
Let's go back. They're both married to separate spouses. Let's start with Chad. Married with five children, follows a certain religion, is known in the community as a normal, average Joe, but then he starts getting into the doomsday stuff.
And he starts
writing these doomsday books. And thinking that Jesus is coming July 2020, apparently, and they've got to gather 144,000 people for when Jesus comes in July 2020. I think it's I'm coming in July 2020 to this area. I think that's what you got mixed up. I think I've got a date.
Maybe that's when we get a radio law talk station there.
So, much as possible. Okay, picture that. Now Lori Vallow's married, and she's got a couple of kids, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. So picture this. It's another timeline. They're each married, and Lori lives in Phoenix, Arizona, and he lives in Idaho, the Chad Daybell. We'll be back.
Yeah, this is one of those more interesting cases that you hear about on Radio Law Talk, and it will continue right after this, right here.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Want them to sponsor our show.
All right, so Lori Vallow, okay, we've already laid out. Lori Vallow's married, and she's married to Charles Vallow, and then Chad Daybell's married to Tammy Daybell. Okay.
Yes.
And Charles and Lori Vallow live in Arizona, and Chad Daybell and his wife Tammy live in Idaho.
Yes.
And Chad's a doomsdayer guy, writing all these books, and Lori follows him and likes who, what, apparently his books. And Lori, according to divorce documents, when had noted down that she's kind of one of those doomsdayers and believes that God assigns out to carry the work of hundreds. That she's supposed to carry out 144,000 people for Christ's second coming in July. Okay, now we can go in details, but follow me now. Okay, so what happens in Arizona is Lori Vallow's husband supposedly gets in an argument with her brother, whose name is Alexander Cox, and he shoots him and kills him. Okay?
He, Cox, shoots the husband.
The brother shoots the husband and kills him.
Yes.
And they found, basically it's found out, it's self-defense, nothing happens. Alexander Cox goes on his way, and then and at the same time, Lori Vallow still has these two children. Okay. Now, during this time period also, Alexander Cox somehow dies. And her brother dies. This is all happening, you know, near the same time period. And then Lori Vallows, who follows this Chad Daybell, who's married to Tammy Daybell, Tammy Daybell dies, the wife, in Idaho. Within 2 weeks after the death of Tammy Daybell, that's Lori's new husband, they get married within 2 weeks. And then approximately September 2019 is the last time that Lori's children are seen. And that is the 7-year-old Joshua J.J. Vallow and her 17-year-old daughter, Tylee Ryan. And they haven't been seen since September. Okay, follow me now. This is what you have to follow. So what happens is they get married. And by the way, Chad had a life insurance policy that he got a bunch of money on and has some money.
On his wife, his former wife's.
Right.
His deceased wife's life.
Right. And what happens is they bury her. It's accidental. There's no issue. And now they're, by the way, they're exhuming her because now this is getting.
But he did refuse an order for the autopsy before they buried her. So then they buried her. So
right.
That was interesting.
I got it. So we're following through. Now what happens next is they can't find the children, right? FYI, side note, this is Lori Vallow's fifth marriage, by the way. And so there's an order that people, the grandparents who are of these children.
The paternal grandparents
are saying, look, where are our grandkids? Long story short, there's an order by a judge in Arizona.
I think the order was in Idaho.
Idaho to produce the kids.
Rexburg, Idaho.
Yeah, produce the kids by such and such date. Lori never showed up with the kids. They're in Hawaii, by the way, Chad and Lori. Okay? So now the kids are missing. Everybody's dead around them. These are all allegations, by the way. And nobody can find the kids. So the latest is Lori Vallow, this past week, has been arrested
in Maui,
and they're trying to extradite her back to Idaho because she failed what, Todd? This is a criminal issue.
She's being held in contempt.
No, this is actually...
She is being held in contempt of court because she didn't show up on the date appointed to provide proof of the kids.
And stop. So I'm wrong. I meant to point to these. She's a family law attorney. What is it? This is an issue a judge can have an order if they feel there's something going on with the children, right?
That's right. And because they had ordered the return of the children and she did not follow that order, then she is in contempt of that order and in contempt of court, potentially. However, the odd part about this is once she's arrested, she is placed on a $5 million bond. And that's excessive. I mean, that is an amount that is just absolutely unheard of. Mostly these bonds are like $2,000 to $20,000.
And why do you think, Denise? I know why, I think, but go ahead.
Because her husband, Mr. Daybell, has money in the bank, $152,000 in the bank. And because when she was in front of the previous court in Idaho, she, very next day after she knows of this order, she leaves that jurisdiction. So she's already looking like she's not going to honor orders.
She's a flight
anyway.
Risk.
She's definitely a flight risk.
Okay, Cal, you said...
Okay, a couple of quick things. Number one is in Idaho, there is not a produce the children law. In other words, I just talked to a friend of mine who's been covering this story like crazy back there.
He knows the actual news anchor that's handling this story.
Right, Carol Hondas is her name. If police show up and they say, we need to see your kids, they don't have to. Now, if the court orders, that's a different story. That's a contempt of court issue, but there's not an order. Secondly, after this, another bizarre twist. When her husband died, the one we were talking about.
Right.
She texted her children. She didn't call them. She didn't tell them about nothing. She texted them. Oh, by the way, everything's going okay here. By the way, your dad's dead. I mean, it was the strangest
and
thing.
Not only strange, but I watched the news footage of her when she showed up. They said, your husband's dead. Her brother is sitting out there on the curb. Sitting there on the curb, and he says, your husband did. She's smiling and laughing and kind
very
of just
strange thing.
Very strange, odd, things. Go ahead.
Now, on that issue that Cal just raised about the law enforcement can't, but the court can order.
That's my point.
Yes,
exactly.
The issue here was she was supposed to show up on January 30th, 2020, pursuant to a court order. The court had ordered her to show up to produce, and it's because she did not appear on January 30th that then there was the contempt of court issue.
Right.
And they found her, two weeks later in Hawaii.
Well, and only that, she said, she was claiming, oh, no, the kids are here. The kids are there, and they're calling those people, and they go, no, we haven't seen the kids. Now, here's another interesting thing.
They went to grandma's house, right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, or whoever's house. Here's the most interesting thing. Someone calls up one of the reporters from Idaho and says, come look at the video footage of the storage locker that Lori Vallow has, and it shows her pulling out these huge totes that they can barely even lift. I know this sounds really bad.
It was not just her. It was her brother and
her
husband.
And her husband and the new husband.
Yes.
And these totes are massive. And you could tell they're struggling to lift these totes from the storage locker into different cars. They're loading them. Interesting.
It is fascinating.
And so that's what's going on. The latest is about her being extradited and the bond. And we're going to talk. We're going to follow this. I want to end it here. We're going to follow this next week and see what's going on. This is an interesting case. Read up on it. We'll be back.
Yep, there's much more Radio Law Talk coming up. A lot of fascinating cases to discuss. So don't go away. We'll be back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the Democrats get ready for the South Carolina primaries, President Donald Trump slammed Democrats for the way they're reacting to the coronavirus threat.
Now the Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus. They're politicizing it. We did one of the great jobs, you say. They have no clue. They don't have any clue. They can't even count their votes in Iowa. They can't count their votes.
President Trump characterized the Democratic line of attack as only the latest in a string of efforts to hurt his administration.
One of my people came up to me and said, Mr. President, they tried to beat you on Russia, Russia, Russia. That didn't work out too well. They tried the impeachment hoax. They tried anything. They tried it over and over. They've been doing it since you got in. It's all turning. They lost. It's all turning. And this is their new hoax.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. For your free author submission kit.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Stop whining. That is our anecdote.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So from one bizarre one to another, another case that we've been following is a case out of Utah. This is, don't forget, a while back, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, there was a case in Colorado where an ordinance for a city said that men can have their shirt off, but women can't, basically. And the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, this is a general overview, said that was unconstitutional and that is discriminatory to women not being able to take their top off. So ever since that, there's been these kind of test cases going out. And one is this Utah woman who was in her, and she, you know, she's the one that knew about this, was in her garage putting up some drywall with her husband. And she decided it was hot and they're getting dirty and the husband took his shirt off. She took her shirt off. And the issue here, the biggest issue is her stepchildren walk in.
She was, when Fred says she was getting dirty, they were physically dirty.
Metaphorically speaking.
Not in a metaphorical sense. Yeah. There was actual dirt and grime.
They were doing construction.
Oh, how did you know that's what I meant?
Insulation and drywall.
No, okay. I didn't mean that.
I'm just saying, that's her claim.
Oh, that's what you're claiming. Oh,
that's her claim. Because if she meant the other, then her goose is cooked. So, yeah, okay. She meant it was becoming a sanitary. Well, go on, Kevin.
Yes. So next, as I was saying, so guess what? Little Joey, or I don't know the name of the kids, they're one's 9 and one's 13, they go home to, oh, it's time to go over to the other mommy. I just saw a stepmommy topless.
I think real mommy came to pick up the kids and saw this. I think that's what happened.
I don't know. No, I don't know if they told her.
The kids told her.
No, I think the kids told her. My understanding is the kids told her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So what happens is, obviously, when there's a divorce situation, there's arguments all the time about the kids.
Acrimony.
Yeah. So what happens is she tells the police, and they start prosecuting her, and she argues the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals issue, and she loses on that with this local judge. So the question is, what's going to happen here? They truly believe, at least her lawyer says, look, what does her lawyer say to her? What advice does he give her?
He gives her the advice to plead
because
guilty to showing her breasts to her husband, because then she won't have to register as a child sex offender.
That was the issue, because if she's found guilty, she'll be a child sex offender. Now, here's the issue, and I know I don't come to you, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is, people say, well, why can't she walk around? And it depends on how you spin this. Because, why can't she walk around her house topless with her husband? And it's her husband, like you said, the word husband. No, it's because there's children involved. And if there wasn't children involved, it may be a different story. And that's where it comes in, right, Todd?
And look, there's this thing called equal protection under the law, right? Which is everybody who is similarly situated needs to be treated the same way. So the question I have is, let's say when the kids are over at bio mom, right, biological mother's house, are they saying that if bio mom gets out of the shower and any of the kids are there, that she would be in violation of the kids saw her bare-chested? Because if the law is that is a violation of the law, all right, then I would say there's a high likelihood that nearly every parent is guilty, because every mother is guilty because that's happened. So what are you doing? Are you now drawing distinction between saying, well, bio moms can, but stepmoms can't, and that's where the equal protection issue comes in? I think this is ridiculous, but I want to point out that what she really got was diversion. Okay? Because under a diversion sentence, you plead, but you're not sentenced. That's what's being diverted, is the sentence. And on this, if she has no violations of law for 1 year,
yep,
when she comes back, the case will be dropped. And that is what she got.
She's just like, look, I don't want to fight this.
Yeah. And
otherwise, she's going to have to take it all the way.
Given the penalty, even if there was, let's say there was an 85% chance she would win at trial, but a 15% chance that she wouldn't.
And she would be put down
She would be put down. My question to you is, if you were walking along the side of a cliff and the drop was 1,000 feet to your death, but there was only a 15% chance that you would fall, would you still walk along the cliff? I wouldn't, because she doesn't
want to be a registered sex offender. That's the big issue.
Exactly. Why take that risk if after a year the whole thing?
And Cal wants to comment about why he got arrested.
Her lawyer encouraged her. He said, "I was hoping that she would take this all the way through the appeal." He said, "I was hoping she would do that, but she took the path of greater prudence to avoid the risk," as Todd pointed out. But he said he was hoping that. I think there was another issue.
She had to, too, because think about this. If she's convicted of a crime and she's on a sex registry, what is that going to do to her stepchildren?
Oh, yeah.
Will not be able to have a relationship with her stepchildren. It perhaps could even end her marriage.
And let's remember this, that the Constitution does not, criminal justice, criminal law, that does not mean and protect the innocent from being wrongfully convicted. All that is guaranteed is that you will have due process. Okay? If this gets before a jury and they don't like it, they could have convicted.
Yeah.
So this was the best thing for her moving forward.
Here's the most important thing. This is not going to end here.
Nope.
We're going to see more of this coming up because of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. And there's going to be someone that's going to say, I'm going to take this all the way to the Supreme Court and go ahead and put me in jail. And it's going to be someone that's going to go topless out in the public and say, look, my husband's topless, I'm topless with him type of thing. I think this is not the end.
I'll tell you what, the biological mom had better hope that none of those kids ever see her without her top on in the home, because that claim will be made, and what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and it'll be back on.
I think it's a great point, but I also think there's a critical issue in that argument that we should probably think about, and that is, does intent fall into this at all? Yeah. I mean, if some child opens up the bathroom and mom's stepping out of the shower.
No, I agree.
That's what I'm saying. I would think that intent would have to enter into that, would it not?
It would, and in other jurisdictions it does, in the sense that, for example, in the jurisdiction I practice in, indecent exposure is indecent exposure if it's done for the purpose of arousing either yourself or the person you're exposing yourself to. So there's an intent element here. In Utah...
Are cats involved?
No, it's got to be human.
Oh, okay.
So in Utah, though, the law read that it is such, if there are other people there that can view it as an affront.
Or have alarm.
Alarm or affront. So it's not viewed from the perspective of the person that was exposing himself. It's viewed from the perspective of the person who saw it.
Let me tell you right now, I've seen a lot of guys with their shirts off that's alarmed me, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
The big one is guys wearing Speedos.
There's some alarming stuff those men are wearing out there.
Yes.
I've been to water parks before, and it's like, oh, my gosh, alarm bells going off left and right.
It was obviously the front. Oh, wait.
I don't know what's going on.
It was too easy, but I had to go there. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
We're going to follow.
You're saying it was a front of the stepmother?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, right?
Yeah, so of course, as opposed to a back.
Yes, exactly.
The jokes are getting worse the
yeah,
third
I,
hour.
I just want everybody to know I have contracted my bad joke duties out to Cal.
Thank you for, today.
For me today.
I was going to tell you about a story that I grew up in the 60s. Don't forget, I was born in the 60s. And guess what? The 60s, Cal, you were around that time period.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, my gosh, there's a lot of issues about not wearing clothes in the 60s. And I still remember my good friend, his mom had no problem traipsing around the house without clothes. I remember that. It's ingrained in my mind.
I was born.
Did it cause you an affront or an alarm?
I don't remember that far back, but I'm not quite sure what it caused.
I was born in the 60s.
I turned out okay.
Growing up in the 70s, I had a friend whose mom was the exact same way, and it was like, I gotta be careful when you stop by that house in the morning on your way to school.
I will never forget such and such. Can you come play to my house? We're probably 6, 7 years old. He's like, hold on. He goes, and I follow him into the mom's room, and he walks right on in on her. He's like, hey, mom. And she's like, what? And I'm like, oh, I better walk out. You know, it depends on the era, you know. And now I think it's going to come all the way back to the 60s, Cal. The 60s are coming back.
You're right. I think, go look at the
Woodstock.
Old pictures from Woodstock.
Everybody from Woodstock, it's going to happen again. Hey, we've got one in Nevada. What do we have in Nevada?
We've got Burning Man.
Burning Man. Oh, Woodstock.
No, it's Coachella is the upper end one.
And how do we now balance that with the Me Too movement? I'm not quite sure, but if it's talking about lawsuits, we're here and it keeps us in business. We're going to talk about judge denying something that Hunter Biden's asking for. Then we're going to talk about Vanessa Bryant's lawsuit. I got to talk briefly about that. That's up my little road. And then we'll do the quick takes when we come back.
You stay here. You will not want to miss even a second of what's left of Radio Law Talk on this station and, of course, streaming every Saturday 9 to noon at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Todd has a kitty.
Oh, that's down.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Man, this thing just flies by. We're already in our last segment. But an Arkansas judge has ordered Hunter Biden to show up on March 11th or March 11th through 13th for his deposition in a paternity case. We've covered this here on Radio Law Talk. Hunter Biden apparently finally copped up to, I believe she was a dancer that had a child, and it's his child. And he has a deposition set for March 13th or March 11th, one of the two dates. And he said, "Oh, I'm just busy because of all the stuff that's going on with Daddy and the and all the campaigning." And the judge said, "No." And the judge said, "Quote: Here's the thing. This is what judges ask: What's the reason why you can't show up?" And basically, the judge even said, "And by the way, you're not employed. I know that. Why can't you show up?" And, "Oh, well, I've got campaigning. I can do it after the campaigning." Judge says, quote, You need to make yourself available unless your hair is on fire. I love that quote from the judge. So Hunter Biden's showing up in Arkansas on March 11th. They're going to take his deposition. And why is that so critical for the Biden campaign?
Well, for the Biden campaign.
No, I just said you don't want your son deposed and going through all that. Who knows what's going to pop up? You don't know if anything's going to pop up.
Well,
maybe nothing will.
I think Hunter doesn't want to embarrass his father,
that's
too.
That's exactly right.
But I'm not sure that it has that much to do with the Biden campaign.
And I agree. But what I'm saying, Denise, is you don't know what's going to pop up. That's the whole point. It's an unknown. And probably nothing. But let's wait till after the, you know,
Denise, let me ask you. So on this case here with Biden, the DNA results have already come back. He's already now said, based upon all that, I admit that I am the biological father of that child. Is it correct that the purpose of this deposition really would be to talk about, okay, what are my assets? What are my resources? What am I doing to address support going forward? Because my guess is they probably got a bunch of things saying, I don't make any money. How can I afford to do support? And they want to bring him in to talk about, no, we got to talk about how much money you make, because now we have to address your financial obligations for this child. And that would be one of the big reasons for this deposition, right?
Well, there were two issues raised, custody and child support.
Okay.
And the court initially said no visitation. So now the court pulled that back, so potentially visitation. So he's going to be deposed probably on all three of those issues. Most likely most of it's going to be trying to get to his wealth and find out how much he has anywhere in him to help support the child. The interesting thing is that Biden and the mom here had entered into a temporary support order already.
Wow.
So they've already entered into a temporary support order, which was not, the amount
that's
was
the
not
temporary.
Revealed.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
By the way, you know how much he's worth, Denise? I looked at this is a good source.
I have no idea.
They said he's only worth $2 million. I mean, it sounds like a lot of money. That's not a lot of money. His net worth is $2 million, they're saying.
What, were the checks from the Ukraine late? I mean,
yeah,
where's the money?
Well, I think that might be a concern, is if you're talking about finances.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, and you're sitting in there in a deposition talking about finances, you can begin to see how, well, maybe they start talking about what I was doing and where I was
and
making
you
my
have money.
And
other
they
countries.
Don't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
so,
you have money in other countries.
Well, that probably would be beyond the scope of the discovery in terms of certain things he could claim privileges to or claim his First Amendment right to or
unless,
Fifth Amendment right to or whatever.
Unless it's what Fred just said, which is compensation that he received that still exists in
somewhere
offshore
else.
Accounts somewhere else.
No,
not necessarily
I totally
in the States,
agree
so,
with that. All
yeah.
of that's open.
And
his back 2 years worth of financial information is absolutely relevant.
Yeah. So we're going to follow this. We're going to follow this and see what happens. Kobe Bryant's wife, Vanessa, brought the lawsuit in the helicopter against Island Express Helicopters. And I got to tell you something interesting. Did you know that I fly in sometimes on private planes, and I fly into the same place where Kobe flies out of, that airport. In fact, one of my attorneys was there last week and flew into that airport. He actually talked to some of the, you know who knows everything? Are the guys, they're usually young guys or gals on the tarmac that take care of these private planes coming in and out. And they know, they're like the hairdresser. They know who's coming in, what's going on. And Kobe, that's where he would come in and out of, is this same airport that even I fly in and out of sometimes. But they're suing on a couple things. Number one, at the time this helicopter flew, all other companies, tour companies, were grounded. Law enforcement was grounded. And the pilot asked for a special request to go out when everyone else was grounded. My question is, was that the pilot or was that someone pushing him? I don't know what the situation is. I don't want to know. Also, what's interesting is she's not just suing the Island Helicopter Company. She's suing the pilot's family and basically his heirs, so he might have had a life insurance policy that his family's getting, and they're suing for that. Let me tell you, without getting into all the details of this, because I have I'm actually involved in another helicopter case right now, the issue is going to be money, believe it or not. Whoa, there's going to be a lot of money here. There's a lot of people that died and passed away, and there's just not going to be I don't care how much money it is. Kobe Bryant's worth so much. And his value, it goes to his value of him bringing money into the family for till he's, what, 80 years old or whatever the table is.
So my question is, in the lawsuit, it was started by Vanessa Bryant. Do we know if the families of the other victim have joined as other victims have joined as plaintiffs?
The answer is it doesn't say yet, yeah. But they will join as plaintiffs also, but probably not with the same law firm.
Because my thought here is, I think somebody might be looking at Vanessa Bryant saying, good heavens, Kobe Bryant had a ton of money, and, you know, really, you're going to go after the pilot's life insurance because you need to supplement? And my thought here is, well, Kobe Bryant's estate might have had a lot of money, but not the basketball coach for his kid's team that also there, the other kid who was a parent of another. Those people don't have all of that.
No, they're not going to have.
And what about Kobe's insurance? Would he not have insurance?
I don't know. We don't know what he has. He probably did have a life insurance policy that he probably... Yeah. But sometimes...
What happens if it comes out that Kobe insisted that they go because he was going to be late to coaching his daughter's team, and he purposely used helicopters so he didn't have to fight the traffic and all of that. I mean, what happens if Kobe insisted on...
We don't want to say that because we don't know that,
I'm saying, this question, is like a hypothetical.
That's what they probably argue, is the defense might argue that, but I guess who's around to testify that? I guess the people at the airport, maybe.
And then another issue, well, even if he did insist on that, I don't think he insisted that the pilot travel at nearly 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, and
so there's all these.
Yeah, and the pilot has ultimate say.
Pilot's
not
the last line of defense on safety
that's
matters.
That's exactly right. It's not Kobe. Hey, you take me for sure. Pilot's like, hey, no, this thing ain't flying. You know, it's the pilot, and apparently he had some other issues. That pilot with safety issues in the past. So let's.
I think the airplane or the helicopter had certification issues too. Right?
Well, I can
the
talk
line,
an hour
the
about
line
it.
Did, the yeah. line did. The company yeah. did.
The yeah. thing is, it's yeah. just starting, and I expect there will be a lot of developments that we will cover.
That we will cover. Okay, and then there's one quick thing we want to do before we do quick takes. Denise, tell us about this other issue about you and Todd have talked about. What can the police get your cell phone? To find out information if there's been anything.
And the answer is it depends.
Right.
I mean, it's a typical answer.
We got 1 minute.
I mean, the thing is, yes, they can if they can show to a judge that they have probable cause that cell phone was used in the commission of a crime, normally a felony. And if a judge signs off on a search warrant, then they issue the warrant to the data provider to get the information there. They can come to your house and take your actual phone if the court issues a warrant. But you always have Fourth Amendment protections. They can't just say that they want it because they want it. And if your phone is password protected or biometrically protected right now, they can come and get the phone, but they cannot force you to give them the password because that's still protected under the Fifth Amendment. You have the right to remain silent.
But the ways they're trying to get around it is they're going to the Verizons or whatever to subpoena it that way and get it that way because it's a third party.
Or the cloud.
If they do that, but it's still... probable cause.
Hey, we got to talk about
interesting.
The footage.
Very interesting, but not as interesting as quick takes. And Denise, I think we're going to start off with you, I believe. I think so.
Okay. All right. Imagine this, you guys. I'm in Utah, and I'm going to seduce my husband.
Uh-oh.
And I take off my shirt.
Oh, no.
And I cause him affront and alarm.
What?
I could go to jail.
Yeah. Oh, my heavens. I didn't know that one was coming.
He'd have to turn you in, Richard. All probably right. wouldn't, yes.
Whether the Hot Pocket heiress is actually guilty or not, I know this. If your family acquired its fortune by developing a product that could simultaneously cause third-degree burns and frostbite in the same meal, you deserve 5 months' sentence.
Ooh.
Well,
my turn. All I got to say is, can someone, we're not saying do a lawsuit. Can someone do something illegal or legal with The Bachelor so I can talk about it? I just want to talk about The Bachelor. I think Peter's taking anyone that's left. I just want to talk about The Bachelor. We'll see you next week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. Thank you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.